九章哈，第一节到第十节是第五个意象。
So Amos chapter 9 verses 1 to 10 records the fifth vision.
我们前面已经提到有四个意象。
Before this, we've already talked about four other visions.
第一个意象是蝗灾的意象。
The first vision is the vision of the locusts.
第二个意象是火灾的意象。
The second is the vision of the stick in the burning fire.
那第三个意象是准绳的意象。
And the third vision is the vision of the plumb line.
第四个意象是夏天的果子意象。
And the fourth vision is a vision of a basket of summer fruit.
那现在进入最后一个第五个意象。
So now we will look at the fifth vision and the last one.
那这个意象本身在讲是什么？
So what is the vision about?
我们先来看阿摩斯书第九章。
Let's look at Amos chapter 9, verse 1.
我第一节。
Verse 1.
我看见主站在祭坛旁，他说：“你要击打柱顶，使门键震动，打碎柱顶，落在人头上。”这个祭坛哦，当然就是在圣殿里面
了。So this altar is in the temple.
那神就说要打碎坛柱然后柱子顶子都要落下来。
So the Lord says to strike the doorposts and break them on the heads of them all.
然后剩下的人要用刀来来杀戮，没有一个人能够逃脱。
And the rest will be slayed by the sword so that none shall get away.
那这个意象本身就是在讲神的殿要被拆毁，以色列百姓要被掳到巴比伦。
So this vision is describing how the temple of the Lord will be destroyed and the people taken captive to Israel. I mean to Babylon.
所以我们看第九节。
So let's look at verse 9.
我必出命将以色列家分散在列国中，好像用筛子筛谷，连一粒也不落在地上。
9. For surely I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all the nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve, yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我民中一个罪人说灾祸必不追上我们，也不平上我们，他们必死在刀下。
10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, the calamity shall not overtake nor confront us.
所以活在很舒服的环境当中，他们以为没有苦难。
So while they live in a very comfortable environment, they thought there would not be any suffering.
天天喝酒，听流行歌曲，他那有这个乐器他怎么会去想到苦难的事情呢？
So every day they drink wine and alcohol and listen to music. How living pleasurable life? How why would they think there would be suffering to come?
所以我们在这个疫情当中也有一个好处很多人就开始在思想这个灾难。
So this pandemic that we're in actually has a benefit because it makes people think about the calamities.
那比方说住在加州也不但有疫情再来有地震，再来有山火。
And so like, for example, in California, apart from the pandemic, we also have earthquakes and wildfires.
所以这些困难帮我们从很舒服的生活环境当中，好像要把我们叫醒过来。
And so these calamities are a wake up call for us while we were living very comfortable lives.
那如果醒得过来，我们就会改变。
if we're able to wake up, then we can change.
啊，那如果醒不过来啊，很可能我们就离神会越来越远。
But if we're not able to wake up, then the result would be that we drift farther away from God.
哦，那离神越来越远哦，到最后就是这个第五个意象，向神生气了。
And so in the fifth vision, it will be that God will become angry.
哦，当人生气啊，还有地方可以去躲。
If a person is angry with us, there's a place we can hide somewhere.
哦，有时候爸爸生气，小孩子就躲在妈妈的怀里。
So sometimes a father is angry, then the child will run into the embrace of their mother.
哦，那父母生气就躲在朋友的家。
If their parents are angry, then maybe the child will run to hide in their friend's home.
那如果神生气，要躲在哪里？
But if God is angry with us, where will we hide?
我们来看阿摩斯书第九章。
Let's look at Amos chapter 9.
在第一节的下半句，我要用刀杀戮，没有一个人能逃脱，没有一个人能够逃脱，重复两次。
In the last phrase of Amos chapter 9, verse 1, I will slay the last of them with the sword. He who flees from them shall not get away. This is mentioned twice, meaning nobody can get away.
如果神生气了，人就完了，没地方可以躲。
Because if God is angry with us, with man, then there's nowhere for us to hide.
所以第二节，他们虽然挖透阴间，我的手必取出他们来，你下到阴间去以后，神要把他们拉上来。
So even if they try to dig into hell, God will bring them back up.
然后下面爬到天上去，神要把他们拉下来。
If they climb up towards heaven, God will drag bring them down.
所以往下往上都逃不掉的。
So whether they go down or up, they cannot hide.
第三节。
Verse 3.
虽然藏在加密山顶，我必收捉出他们来有时候在山上很多树林如果犯罪的人逃到里面，警察抓不到。
So, if they were to go in up to the mountain, which is like filled with many trees, it's very difficult to find. Sometimes robbers go to hide in the forest, and the police are unable to find them.
这里讲加密山顶你跑到那里，我要把它捉出来。
So they say and says that if, in verse 3 that if they hide themselves on top of Mount Carmel, God will search and take them.
第三节藏在海里，我要用命蛇去咬它。
If they hide in verse the latter half verse 3, if they hide in the bottom of the sea, I will command the serpent to bite them.
第四节。被仇敌掳去，我要命刀剑杀他们。
And verse 4, if they go into captivity before their enemies, for there I will command the sword, and it shall slay them.
我必向他们定住眼目，降祸不降福。
I will set my eyes on them for harm and not for good.
所以神一生气没地方躲了。
So when God is angry, there's nowhere to hide.
所以启示录里面在讲主耶稣再临那一天非常可怕。
So in Revelation, it describes that when Jesus Christ comes again, it's a fearsome day.
以前没有，后来也没有这样的。
There is a day, never been a day like this before, and never will be.
那第五节就在讲我们所拜的神非常伟大。
And in verse 5 describes how the God that we worship is great and almighty.
所以第五节主摸地，地就消化。
Because if the Lord touches the earth, then it melts.
坐在地上就要悲哀。
And so then those all who dwell there will mourn.
所以全地要向尼罗河涨起，尼罗河涨起就会满的
So all of it will all of it will swell like the river and subside like the river of Egypt.
那第六节
Verse 6.
那在天上造楼阁的，在地上安定穹苍的，命海水浇地上的，主是他的名。所以这一位神，他是造天上万象，他是造海水、造地上万物的神。
So this Lord is one who created the skies, the earth, and the sea.
因此一个人，敬畏神，人就蒙福。
So if a person was to fear the Lord, then they will be blessed.
那如果犯罪惹神生气，无处可躲。
But if a person sins, then there's nowhere for them to hide.
所以从第五节开始就在讲，神生气的可怕。
So in verse 5, it describes the scariness of God's anger.
但是在神生气当中，我们可以看到，有一个盼望。
But in God's anger, we are able to see hope.
我们现在来看，第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
主的眼目查看这有罪的国，必将这个国从地上灭绝，却不将雅各灭绝净尽。这是神说的。
8. Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth, yet I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord.
所以神生气，有一些人灭绝了，但是不是全部。
So even though God is angry and people are destroyed, but not all of them.
那个没有死的就是被掳分散在列国，那个70年要再回来。
And so those who do not perish will be taken captive in foreign nations, and after 70 years, they will be able to return.
虽然神生气，但是还有一个盼望，这个就是神的怜悯。
So even though God is angry, there is a hope, and that is the mercy of God.
因为先知传警告耶利米23年，没有办法改变他们，最后一个能够改变他们就是被掳。
And so for the prophet to preach for Jeremiah, he preached, warned them for 23 years, but they did not change. The only way that they would change is if they were taken captive.
所以这些灾难不是要完全毁灭他们，是要改变他们。
And so these calamities were not to destroy them, but to change them.
所以神的公义中有慈爱，慈爱中有公义。
So we can see that in God's justice, there is mercy. And in his mercy, there is righteousness.
所以神跟人不一样。
So this is what makes God different from man.
有时候人是有公义，没有慈爱。
Because oftentimes, man has justice, but they do not have mercy.
那个公义的结果就是要毁灭。
And the purpose of their justice is to destroy.
那有时候人是有慈爱没有公义。
And at the same time, sometimes a man, they have compassion, but they don't have justice.
那有慈爱没有公义，罪就一直跑出来。
And if they only have compassion and no justice, then sin will keep appearing.
所以你看这个社会一提到主耶稣在讲什么，神爱世人，耶稣爱世人。
And so if we talk about in this world, it says that Jesus Christ loves all men.
所以用十字架来代表主耶稣的爱。
And the cross represents Jesus Christ's love.
这个完全是对的，但是缺乏什么？
So this is correct, but what is lacking?
缺乏神的另外一面就是公义。
And so, and that they are lacking that God's righteousness and justice.
所以一直在爱里面，罪越来越多。
So if you only remain in love, only, then there will be sin more and more.
但是神不是这样，神在怜悯中有公义，公义当中有怜悯。
But for God is not like this. In his justice, there is mercy, and in his mercy, there is righteousness.
所以一个人如果有主耶稣的心，就会有这两个本性。
So if a person has the heart of Jesus Christ, then they will have these two natures.
所以如果我们一直很严格，严到都没有慈爱，哇，这个跟主耶稣不一样。
So if we are so strict to the point that there's no love, then this is different than Jesus Christ.
或者一直爱，爱到连罪都可以接受，没有公义，这个也跟主耶稣不一样。
Or if you love that even any kind of sin is okay, then this is also different from Jesus Christ.
所以从第九章第五节到第十节，在灭绝章中，可以看到还是有盼望。
So in Amos chapter 9, verse 5 to 10, we can see that there is hope in destruction.
灭绝是公义，盼望是怜悯。
To destroy is part of justice and righteousness, but to be saved is part of the mercy.
好，那从第九节到十五节。
So starting from verse 9 to verse 15.
我们看十一节，在讲大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And so in verse 11, it talks about the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down.
中文翻作帐幕，英文 tabernacle 就是等于会幕了，大卫的会幕倒塌了。
And so the tabernacle of David has fallen down.
因为圣经有预言，从大卫的后裔要有人坐在王位直到永远。
Because in the Bible, it prophesied that on David's throne, there will be a king that will rule for eternity.
其实那个就是讲主耶稣。
So actually, this is referring to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要做王直到永远。
Jesus Christ will be king forever.
那这个大卫倒塌的帐幕，到最后其实就是在讲教会。
And so this tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, is referring to the church.
使徒时代是好像所罗门盖的那个殿。
The apostolic time is like the temple in the time of Solomon.
建殿的时候充满着荣耀，祭司都没有办法站立。
And the temple was filled with glory that even the priests were not able to enter.
但是后来这个殿就倒塌了。
But then later on, this temple fell down.
那这里讲堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，跟古时一样。
And it says here in verse 11, and repair its damages, I will raise it up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old.
这个今天是在讲什么？
So what is this referring to?
就是重建真教会。
This is the rebuilding of the true church.
所以真耶稣教会的最后的榜样是什么？
And so, what is the example of the true Jesus church later on?
就是使徒教会。
It is the apostolic church.
所以我们的目标就是要恢复使徒教会。
And so our goal is to rebuild revive the apostolic church.
所以这个叫做破坏的建起来，重新修造，跟古时一样。
And this is what it means to repair its damages, to raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old.
那这个接下去就在讲这个真教会建立以后，这个重建这个会幕重新再建立起来以后的一片美景。
And so afterwards describes that after it's been rebuilt, what is the beautiful scenery that is there?
我们现在看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
神说日子将到，耕种的必接续收割的，踹葡萄的必接续撒种的。大山要低下甜酒小山必流奶十四节
14.
我必使我民以色列被掳的归回 他们必重修方会的诚意，居住、栽种葡萄园，喝其中所出的酒，修造果树木，吃其中的果子，15节。
15.
我要将他们栽于本地，他们不再从我所示的地被拔出来。这是主亲自神说的。这一段呢，就是说被掳归回要重新在神应许之地繁荣昌盛。
And so after they have been taken captive, they will return, and once again they will be restored in the promised land.
那神应许的那一块地是什么？
And what is this promised land?
如果我们现在来看出埃及记，出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1.
第三章，出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
出埃及记第三章第八节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 8.
我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。这个地方讲神要救他们出埃及到宽阔，美好宽阔流奶之地，奶与蜜之地。
God will deliver them out of Egypt and bring them to a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以出埃及的目的就是要进到应许之地。
So to leave Egypt is so that they can enter into this promised land.
那应许之地就是流奶与蜜之地。
This promised land is a land flowing with milk and honey.
流奶就是很丰盛，流蜜就是很甜美。
And so milk means that it is abundant, and honey means it is sweet.
那这个就是我们回到阿摩斯书第九章最后一段里面讲的。
And this is what is described in the last part of Amos chapter 9.
那这个对新约时代到底在讲什么？
So what is this referring to in the New Testament?
我们就来想跨过红海叫做受洗归摩西。
So, to cross the Red Sea is to be baptized.
所以跨过红海就离开埃及。
And so after we have crossed the Red Sea, that means we have departed from Egypt.
那我们受洗以后最后的目的是什么？
After we have been baptized, what is our ultimate goal?
就是天国。
Is to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
这个叫做应许之地。
And this is the promised land.
这也叫做流奶与蜜之地。
And this is a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以天国是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
So heaven is a place where we have not seen or experienced with our hearts.
还没有看过天国以前，世界是至宝。
And so before we have seen heaven, the earth seems like a very pleasurable or nice place.
那看过天国之后，世界是粪土。
But after we have seen heaven, we will consider this world as rubbish.
怎么世界能够好像天国会变成粪土呢？
So how can this world
变成粪土呢？
How can this world go from being something very precious to being rubbish?
就是因为天国太好了。
But that's because heaven is too wonderful.
所以我们认为最好的跟天国比都好像粪土一样。
So what we think to be the best is when compared to the heavenly kingdom, it is rubbish.
所以那个叫流奶与蜜之地。
And so this is what it means to be a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以我们为什么要受洗？
And so why must we have to be baptized?
为着上天国。
Oh, so it's so that we can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那如果不上天国就不要洗礼啊。
Because, and so if we don't want to enter the kingdom of heaven, then we don't need to be baptized.
因为你如果不到迦南，你留在埃及，还有什么韭菜，还有什么肉可以吃啊？
Because then you can stay in Egypt and enjoy the wine and the crops there.
哦，所以我们一旦洗礼，就要有一个目标，我就是要上天国。
So once we are baptized, we have a goal that we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这样哦，信仰才不会流失啊。
It's only with this that our faith, our life of faith will not go astray.
哦，我信耶稣，我在真耶稣教会就是为着进天国。
I have been baptized, I'm in the true Jesus Church, all for the sake of entering the kingdom of heaven.
哦，这个好像 GPS 最后一点定了哦，有时候稍微走迷了路，还会再走回来。
So this is a GPS that destination that even though we might go make a few wrong turns, but ultimately we will reach this destination.
哦，但是如果这个 GPS 最后一点没有定，有时候流失了就永远找不回来。
But if we do not make this our goal, then it's like not setting a destination at GPS, and if you get lost, you might not be able to come back. 嗯，
怎么稍微一不顺利啊，我不上天国了。
So for example, if you feel like you're not successful, then you just think, oh, I don't want to go to heaven.
哦，那弟兄姊妹稍微有摩擦，主耶稣我不信了。
Or if there's conflict with brothers and sisters, and you say, I don't want to believe in Christ anymore.
哦，为什么？因为没有把握最后一点。
And that is because we have not set our destination.
哦，没有把握最后一点就很容易流失。
So if we don't set our final destination, then it is easily to get lost.
哦，那如果迦南地是天国，那现在有一点就很难解释了，为什么进到迦南地还要打战？
And so if the kingdom of heaven is the land of Canaan, then why is it that once we enter land of Canaan that we still need to battle?
难道将来我们上天国还要再继续有要打战吗？
Does that mean that when we enter the kingdom of heaven, we still have to battle?
因为天国不是都完全的吗？
Because isn't the heavenly kingdom perfect?
所以主耶稣来传福音第一个讯息是什么？天国近了。
When Jesus Christ began his ministry, he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那个天国后来主耶稣就讲神的国就在你内心了。
And then he says, taught that the kingdom of heaven is in our hearts.
然后他又讲神的国要大有，你们还没有，这中间有没有人还没有死前，要神的国大有能力降临，就是指着使徒教会的建立。
And so before they enter the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven will be among them, which is the apostolic church.
所以当主耶稣讲天国近了，那个就是神的国。
When Jesus Christ says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that is the kingdom of God.
最后去了天国。
In the end, we will enter heaven.
还没有去天国以前，就是神的国在我们内心，神的国在教会。
Before we enter the king of heaven, then the kingdom of heaven is in our heart and in the church.
所以我们的内心有很多罪的罪性。
And so in our hearts, there are a lot of sinful nature, desires.
迦南地有七族很凶悍。
In the land of Canaan, there were seven fierce nations.
有耶利哥城。
There was Jericho.
城墙高大。
That had a mighty stronghold.
所以就是要靠着神的带领把耶利哥打倒，把七族都杀掉赶出去，我们就可以分迦南为占领迦南地。
And through God's help, we can able to defeat and tear down the walls of Jericho and defeat the other nations so that we can receive the inheritance of the land of Canaan.
所以我们祷告完说，愿你的国降临。
And that's why in the Lord's Prayer it says, may your kingdom come.
所以当神的国完全降临在我们内心。
And when the God's kingdom is fully in our hearts.
那就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And it is righteousness, joy, and peace.
就是丰盛甜美。
And this is abundance and joy. And
所以这个大卫倒塌的帐幕，真教会完全建立神，完全充满在真教会里面。
And so when the Lord is fully in the true church,
那就是使徒教会的初期啊，非常丰盛，丰盛的恩典，丰盛的属灵生命，还有平安喜乐。
This was referring to the apostolic church where they were filled, the Lord was working with them greatly and they were filled with great joy.
那这就是阿摩斯的结论。
And this is the conclusion of the book of Amos.
要恢复应许之地。
That we have to go back and to and restore the promised land.
那个应许之地就是使徒教会。
And this promised land is apostolic church.
那教会建立起来那使徒行传里面讲使徒大有能力，众使徒大家都蒙大恩。
And it says in during the apostolic church that the Lord is working with them mightily and they were all greatly blessed.
如果教会复兴，神完全同在，每个人都得恩典。
If the church is revived and God is abiding and working, then everyone will be blessed.
那个叫做在地如天。
And that is what it means to experience heaven on earth.
那我们现在有三个问题。
Now we have three questions.
当主发怒，何处可以避难？
When God pours out his wrath, where is the shelter?
还没有生气以前就要进方舟了。
So before his wrath, we must enter into the ark.
就是进入得救的真教会。
Meaning that we need to enter into the true church.
等到方舟的门关起来。
So that when the door of the ark is closed,
应开始下雨。
And the rain begins to come down.
我们才发现当时他们所传的警告是真的。
Then you realize that the warning that was being preached was real.
那已经太慢了。
But by that time, it is already too late.
所以主还没有生气，就要进到方舟里面，进到教会。
So before God is angry, we must enter into the ark, enter into the church.
为什么神不将雅各灭绝境界？
Why will God not utterly destroy the house of Jacob?
因为他们是神的选民。
And this is because they are the chosen people of God.
神爱他们。
God loves them.
所以灾难是神用公义，目的是要把他们挽回过来。
And so God is using his righteousness because of, as a result, there's a calamity.
第三个。
Third question.
建立倒塌会幕的体验是什么？
What will...the experience be when God restores the fallen tabernacle.
今天那个体验就是真教会回归到刚刚使徒所建的那个教会。
And so the experience is that they will to be like the apostolic church.
恩典丰富。
That blessing is abundant.
公义平安喜乐。
There is righteousness, joy, and peace.
这个就是天国在地上的体验。
And so this is the experience of heaven on earth.
这个就是我们人生的盼望。
And this is the hope that we have in our life.
来建立倒塌的帐幕。
To restore this fallen tabernacle.
将来我们每一个人都回到天上那真正的帐幕，就是天国与神同在。
So that later on, we will all be able to enter the heavenly tabernacle, which is in heaven.
那我们阿摩斯书就到这里结束。
So this concludes our study of the book of Amos.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.